ahead, Hadley.
Okay, start your clock.
Beautiful. And we'd like to verify a couple of things before you go to bed. One, that you called up the computer and then put it back to sleep. And two, that you changed the lithium hydroxide canisters.
Roger, both verified.
Roger. And do you have any crew status?
Oh, yeah, we're both fine, no medication. And, in the cell.
Okay, and that was a super day today, Dave and Jim. We wake up in approximately 7 hours.
Okay, Bob, thank you. We had a great time.
It looked that way.
Hi, Timmy.
This is Apollo Control at 153 hours, 23 minutes. We said goodnight to Scott and Irwin aboard the Lunar Module Falcon at 153 hours, 15 minutes. This is about an hour and 50 minutes later than the flight plan time. We don't plan to put in a call to the crew until they've had a 7 hour rest period. Which would put us about an hour and 50 minutes late getting started for the preparations for the third extravehicular activity. We would hope to make up as much time as possible in preparations for that EVA. At the time, it would appear that the most likely duration for the third EVA will be 5 hours, or about an hour less than the EVA planned in the flight plan. As a contingency or a backup, we do plan to have procedures well lined out for a four-hour EVA and also for a six-hour EVA, although, as I say, the most likely duration for the third EVA at the moment would appear to be about 5 hours. We've just had acquisition of signal, reestablishing radio contact with Al Warden aboard the command module. This will be the last revolution of the command module before Warden begins his rest period. And since we've said goodnight to the crew aboard Falcon, we plan to carry the in-air-ground conversations live with the command module. We'll tape any conversations that we have with the lunar module, although we would not expect any, and play those back shortly after receiving them. So at this time, we'll pick up and stand by live for any conversations with Al Warden aboard the orbiting command module Endeavor.
What was going on? First of all, was the contact ever one hot barbapole during the extend while attempting to recycle for retraction? Over.
The answer to that one is no.
Okay. Two, was the barbapole indication a half or between a half and three quarters of full during retract?
The barber pole itself, if you get a full barber pole, you only get about two-thirds.
Okay, understand. Did the talkback change state after approximately...
And I was getting about half of that.
Okay, you're getting about half of the normal two-thirds.
That's correct.
Okay. Third question, did the talkback change state after approximately 3 minutes, or was it a half barbapole all the time during the retraction?
Well, I can't answer that one specifically since I didn't sit there and watch the barbapole all the time.
Okay.
However, I did... and I went back to the mass spec to cycle the thing, to deploy and retract, to see if there was any possibility of the cabling out there getting kinked. That was when I noticed that it went to half barber pole on the retract side.
Okay, copy that. And did you talk the back, did you ever tap the barber pole when it was half barber pole?
I'm sorry, say again.
Did you ever tap the thought back to see if you could make it flip over?
I noticed a couple of times when I went to retract, the barber pole would go, it would go full barber pole, and then very slowly slip down to about half barber pole and stay there.
Okay, but did you tap the talk back at any time? Tap.
Oh, did I tap it? Negative, negative.
Okay. And during the recycling of the switch, can you estimate the maximum time you were in the extend position?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Do you mean the maximum time I was in the extend position during the retract cycle?
Stand by. Alan, what's wanted is the total accumulative time that you went back to the extend position and back and forth while you were trying to recycle it in order to free it. In other words, if you went back to 30 seconds and then to retract and then back to extend for 40 seconds, etc., what was the total accumulated time or an estimate thereof that you were in the extend position?
Okay, Bob Attic, I would estimate that I was in the extend position a total of about 15 seconds.
Okay, and what was the longest single time?
Oh, probably 4 seconds.
Okay, a couple of other small ones. Al, reminding you that we're deleting the cabin pump-up from the pre-sleep checklist. And reminder, when we get to the pre-sleep checklist and the crew status, would you please remember to give us the PRDs? We just didn't get that from the crew on the ground, and the surgeons will be very anxious to get yours at least. And we also, I guess, are due some T52 torquing angles.
Okay, he wants my PRD, even though it's the one that's not working, huh?
Well, anything's better than nothing.
I guess you're right. Here's some torquing angles for you, Bob. Use stars 41 and 43. Down 05 was plus 4 balls 1. Down 93 was plus 00028. Minus 00031. Plus all zeros. And that was torqued out at 52.4600.
Roger, copy 01-2831, all balls 152-4600.
And I've got a film update for you there, Bob, to give to Spencer.
Go ahead.
Okay, the magazines used today and the exposures. These are total frame readings too. Magazine Q is reading 3-1. Magazine F is reading 1-1-1. Magazine T is 3-7, and that one's been changed out for uniform for you, uniform, and uniform's now reading 3-1.
Roger, copy, Al.
Houston, Endeavor.
Go ahead, Endeavor. Endeavor, Houston, go ahead.
Okay, Houston, I got your status report for you, if you're ready to copy.
Ready.
Okay, crew status, no medication, everything seems to be fine. BRD is 23163.
Go.
And the onboard readouts, battery C, 37, pyrobat A, 37, pyrobat B, 37, RCS A, 70, B, 68, C, 69, and D, 70.
Roger, copy all that stuff, Al. And Al, we'd like one final confirmation, that is that you've got narrow reacquire and pitch of plus 25, yaw 185. Over.
That's verified.
Okay. Okay, Al, that's all we got. You can turn the light out and go to sleep.
Okay, I'll do just that.
Roger, roger.
This is Apollo Control at 154 hours, 4 minutes. We said goodnight to Al Worden aboard the command module at 153 hours, 54 minutes. Or, correction, 153 hours, 54 minutes, or about 8 or 9 minutes ago. And we last heard from Scott and Irwin aboard Falcon on the lunar surface at 153 hours, 15 minutes, which was about 1 hour, 50 minutes beyond their scheduled beginning of the rest period. The surgeon reports that heart rates indicate that Irwin, on whom we have biomedical data, is beginning to get to sleep, although at the present time he's not sleeping soundly.